It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mash.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Everybody, welcome into the program. Felger and Nazarati, presented by DraftKings. Here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. We come to you from our Town Fair Tire Studios here in Dorchester on Thursday, February 21st?
Something like that.
Okay, somewhere.
No, 20th.
Somewhere in that range. How's everybody doing?
Good, you?
Let's start off talking NFL, Tom Brady watch, and the 17-game NFL schedule and the 17-per-conference NFL playoff format with one bye and blah, blah, blah. You've already heard the details by now, I am sure. What are your thoughts? Do you like it or not?
I do. I like it. I like it. And I understand the ultimate impetus for it. I mean, let's not be foolish. Obviously, the owners get another playoff game out of it, and playoff games generate big revenue and TV contracts. And so they get another couple, not just another playoff game. They get one on each side. And so there's a benefit there to them, which is obvious. But I'll tell you what I like. I like the fact that there's one bye. And I think that that part of it relates directly to the Patriots, or at least in some capacity to the Patriots, that the Patriots have routinely get one of those two byes. They've won a ton of Super Bowls, and this levels out the playing field a little bit. I believe that that is a part of the reason they did it.
I mean, I hate it. I've said this before, and now it's going to happen, and they're just helping to ruin the one sport that I truly care about the most.
How does it ruin it? Come on.
Because it's going to further water down the product. Like, that's how it's going to ruin it. This was the perfect setup that they've had here for the playoffs in this sport, and now it's going to be ruined because one team now gets the bye, and now we're going to be getting 7-9 teams. I've liked it when you've had these division winners that are 8-8, 7-9. Every 8 to 10 years, it'll squeak in and maybe pull off an upset. But now you're going to get that more often than not. So you're going to get these useless wild card games of a 9-7 team going up against, a 9-8 team, whatever the hell it is, because you're now playing this extra game. It's going to benefit media. Mediocrity is going to benefit. You're going to see bad teams squeak in, and I want no part of that. Okay. I have change rage against this. They didn't need to mess with this, and here they are doing it.
Jimmy, you may release the hounds. I'm curious how the people feel about it. You may open the phones at 617-779-0985. You said you have change rage?
Yes, change rage.
You ever hear that, Maz?
No, but I like it.
What the hell is that?
Means that just
rage against change.
Yeah, I can kind of figure
right,
that out.
Right, why change something that works just for the sake of change? It's irritating.
It was rhetorical. Do you really feel that strongly about it? You think it's going to ruin the product?
Yep. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's going to help water it down. And it's just one of many things that these greedy pig owners have done to change the NFL even more in these last 3 to 5 years that are making it a shell of what it once was. So, yes, it's going to help ruin the game.
Okay, so.
I mean, honestly, I told you, I like the one bye thing because it really makes those two teams at the top crack down. I mean, it really does. You know, the Patriots, it's almost a given that and again, this is why I think it relates to us here in New England, in Boston. And I also think it relates directly to the Patriots. For Belichick, for the league to say, all you have to do is finish in the top two, not top one. Top two, for Belichick, isn't hard enough. He's too good. He does it every time. I mean, he'll nail that 8 times out of 10. The rest of the league, you know, they're going 50-50 if they're good. If they're bad, they're going 10%. But Bill, all I have to do is finish with one of the top two best records 80% of the time.
And you think that's part of the impetus behind this?
I do.
Okay. So I have a thought on that, which I'll get to later. Do I like it or not? I do. I love the 17 games. I want the 17 games. I am all in on 17 games. I am less, into the one versus two buys. I like the format as it is now. And I could, if they kept the format as it is now, I'd be fine. I'm also fine with them changing. I just think that sport can handle more inventory, so I am okay with extra playoff teams. I am okay with 8-8 teams making the playoffs. I'm okay with mediocre teams in the playoffs. There's mediocre teams in the playoffs now. I love the extra inventory. I think the sport can handle extra inventory. But, Murray, at least, you know, your rationale is oversaturation.
Yep.
You know, which is fair. The thing that gets me going is the player safety thing. It's like, spare me with the player safety already. And I'm talking to the players. It's like, it's a incredibly dangerous game, but you have to admit, any player that's against this for player safety reasons, the game has never been safer. And it keeps getting, well, worse from my perspective by the day. Every year, there's a new rule telling you that you can't hit another player a certain way. Every year, there are fewer padded practices. There are fewer hits in practice, okay? I mean, just go down the line. You can't hit the quarterback high. You can't hit the quarterback low. You can't hit a receiver high. You can't chop block. You can't block facing your own end zone. You can't cut block. You can't hit anybody in any way on any sort of kickoff. And oh, by the way, they're pretty much eliminating the kickoff because it's too dangerous. For all intents and purposes, they've already eliminated the onside kick, which used to be a fun play. No more for player safety. That's gone. How much more they're going to take away a preseason game. They've taken away all the padded practices in the offseason. There's no more two-a-days. They only have how many padded practices during the regular season?
Oh, it's not many.
It's like seven?
Something like
or
that.
Or something?
It's in single digits.
Like, I mean, and so you're playing one extra game. Weigh that against all the other things they've eliminated from the game. It's unbelievable, and that's just off the top of my head.
Don't you think all that, though, really, at the end of the day, is just a bargaining chip?
Meaning what?
Meaning the players say that, well, they say this, it's, you know, it's a big deal to add an extra game, when the reality is they're going to get something for it.
Oh, I hope so.
Right?
Right, okay.
It's like the owners with the power of the commissioner. They really don't want it, but they'll say that but they have it, and they can use it as a giveaway.
Okay, so in which case, fair enough. Well played, players. You play up that player safety card. You cry me a river and, you know, head drama and all that. Like, if you're really worried about that stuff,
don't play.
I wouldn't play the sport. Right. I would play. I would, you know.
Curling.
I'd bowl. You know, like, but if you're just playing that up as a negotiating chip to get more money out of the owners, fair enough. Well played. I'll take it. But don't tell me you're serious about this after all the other hitting that they're eliminating in the sport itself and in the, you know, away from Sundays. I mean, you guys don't do anything anymore. It's why the quality of the product's gone so far down is because no one can practice anymore. So, like, cry me a river about the 17 games. You can play 17. In fact, you can play 18.
Yeah,
and that's where it's all headed. And I think, Murray, we're all going to live at the end of the day.
And you'll never hear that argument from me. They know what they're signing up for. It's collateral damage. It sucks if anyone really, truly gets hurt. But, again, you know what you're doing when you play in the NFL. I just don't think more is better. I think the Thursday night product has proven that more isn't better. And part of this horse trading with this that's going to go on between the owners and the players is you're going to get these stupid neutral site games that you want have to even out this schedule because it's now a 17-game schedule. So, it's going to be
those? Packers, why does that anger you?
Packers-Bears from Notre Dame.
That's so cool.
Oh, please. It'll be fun for a year.
Why do you hate that?
Because it's stupid.
Why?
I hate novelty act stuff.
Why is that stupid?
Mike, do you think that the series that they do in the NHL, the stadium series, is that interesting still?
Every time I've gone, I've liked it. Every time I've gone, and I've been to like three of them, four of them. How many outdoor games have I been to?
Okay, you're talking about
when we went to Notre Dame a couple years ago.
That's the Winter Classic.
But you're talking about the Winter Classic.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, he's talking about the stadium series
where they have the.
So I don't watch it on TV because I think it suffers from the TV standpoint. But if that were a stadium game in my town, I'd go to it and I'd like it, providing I could get in and out, not have to spend 7 hours driving as I had to do in Colorado last week.
I think that'll wear off so fast. It'll be a cute little gimmick for a season or so, and then it's stupid.
Oh, like, it's not. Murray, those stadium games, as much as you blow them off, they're all sold out.
Yeah, right.
And they do like four or five of them. We don't even keep track of it. But whenever they do it, wherever they do it, they have 7 hour long traffic jams because everyone goes. It's a good take.
Because it's a novelty. I want home field to matter.
Those stadium NHL games are no longer novelty. They do five or six a year.
But Murray,
dumb ones they do at Yankee Stadium.
Like, I don't mind it, and I would tell you
home field still should matter. Is what I'm getting at.
It will matter. There's still going to be the home field thing in all but one game, so it's still going to matter.
I hate that already. I hate the London games. I hate that they go to Mexico, and maybe that makes me the ugly American. Fine, I'll wear that proudly. I am tired of the owners screwing with the NFL.
Well, so
I'm tired of that too. But this doesn't. I mean,
I don't care about Mexico. Patriots Jets at Fenway Park.
God.
That'd be kind of cool.
Sure would.
You know, or Patriots Bills, you know, old AFL game at Fenway Park. Cool. What's wrong with that?
Imagine
what you go, Murray, and you get hammered. So many edibles, you wouldn't know which way is up.
Let me tell you, I went to that BC Notre Dame mess that they had at Fenway, that dump like 5 years ago, and unless you had like seven seats in that place that actually had good sight lines, otherwise you couldn't see crap.
Reach into your pocket, cheapskate.
Hell with that.
Get a good seat. Those games are great.
It's not.
The other thing is,
looks
like,
stupid on TV, too.
I would tell you that the novelty part of it, Murray, when you say that's going to wear off, it will. It will. And you know what they'll do? Then they'll come up with something else.
And then they'll go to 18.
Just keep tinkering.
Then they'll go to 18. Yeah.
I'm okay with the tinkering. Baseball did more tinkering. That's the problem, is they don't tinker enough.
No, baseball sucks. It needs to be tinkered with. Football, the NFL, has been fine. You didn't need to screw with it, and they continue to do so to water down the game. Now 17 games. Now one bye. F off.
I don't blame you for saying that. You can't get behind it because you don't want to support some other owner gimmick. Like, I get that. But I also think that from my standpoint, it's not going to make the product worse. And so maybe it's the same, maybe it's better, but it's not going to make it worse. I don't think it's going to make it worse. And I told you, I like the single bye. That's the big thing for me. Make that really important. One team gets it. One.
And you'll still,
now you got to show up all 17 weeks.
You'll still have a race. I mean, you'll just, you know, what they've done is they're taking away one race, which is for the number two seed, but creating another one, which is for the seven seed. Which may not be as interesting because that seven seed is going to be 8-8 teams. I mean, I get it. But there's still going to be a hell of a competition for the top of that to get that one bye. I mean, that's a huge advantage.
Sure.
So, those teams that might be coasting in the 1-2 range are now no coasting. They're going to have to go all out to get the number one seed.
I mean, I think that's huge. And again, I do think it relates to the Patriots in some capacity because it's been, from the league standpoint, I think they think it's been too easy for the Patriots.
Okay, so again, I have a thought on that. I want to save that for a little later in the show. Let's just get your thoughts on this. Also, the latest on the Brady watch. I thought Ted Johnson had some really interesting thoughts on Brady to Tennessee. Darlington said it the other day. I don't know. Murray, are you still Brady to Tennessee? Is that still the leader in your clubhouse? Because you said that like 5 months ago.
I've now gone to Vegas.
Vegas is now at the top of your big board.
But Tennessee at the time, when I was mostly joking that Brady would go to the Tennessee Titans, was because of the connection to Vrabel. They have some nice weapons. You know, they're pretty good defensively. Obviously, they're a good team as far as they got this year. So I just thought, hey, maybe that would be a fit because Tannehill, you know, you got the best out of him this year, but you still need something better. I don't know. Like, it still feels like that's one of those mid-market teams. I can't see him doing it. I don't think Nashville is as bad of a city as you do. I think it's a little bit more cosmopolitan than you might think, Mike. But still, I don't know. It's not sexy enough. I just don't see Tom Brady going to the Tennessee Titans.
Well, again, TJ had some good thoughts on why Brady would pick Tennessee. And I think he's dead on. And that's the personal relationship with Vrabel. And this is why, in my big board, it's Tennessee, Vegas. And it's because, who's the point man and who's selling Brady? We hit on this yesterday. And there's only one guy across the league who I think would compare to Vrabel when it comes to that, and that's Gruden. Because Brady would view him as a peer, and that would be a partnership, and that would be, you know, a star duo. And I think that would appeal to Brady, and et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if anyone else can bring that to the table. And I think it's, you know, it's sort of right to go in that direction. So this is where we're going to start. Football, Brady watch, the 17 games, the new playoff format. Your thoughts on it right after this.
Boston's home for sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline. ma.org.
Duggar Mass. Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Well, I think what's happening here right now is that the owners know that they can get this deal done. They believe they can get this deal done. So they're gathering together in force to try to make sure it gets done at the end. Now, the players have to sign off on it. But once the players sign off on it, if they sign off on it in the next week, and I think Roger Goodell would like to have this deal in place at the Combine in Indianapolis next week, it's going to be a transformational collective bargaining agreement that would include, as we knew, 17 regular season games, 3 preseason games, and a transformational postseason where you're now going to have 7 teams in each conference, not 6, go to the postseason. You're going to have 6 wild card games. Imagine 3 wild card games on Saturday, 3 wild card games on Sunday, and only 1 bye per conference.
So that's Adam Schefter. Just getting credit with the sort of breaking this news the last couple days. It's been out there for weeks. Others have, it's been kicked around for a while. And to me, what really one of the most interesting things is that 17th game and where that's played and the possibilities that it opens up. I love the neutral site ideas. And I'm not so into Mexico. I am into London. I love that 9 a.m. window.
Ooh, Bills, Patriots from Sky Dome, Toronto. Yay. Let's all travel up there. Get your passports, everyone. Ugh.
That's actually not a bad road trip.
Of course.
I kind of like the idea of playing in the Sky Dome.
I mean, seriously.
Not bad.
We would travel.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Niners, Rams from Alcatraz. Get your tickets.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Do they have a field?
I don't know, but they can build one.
Oh, there's a lot of cool ideas.
Pat Bell Park. I don't even know what it's called anymore.
Yeah, I mean, what's so wrong with that?
Yeah, you kick a field goal into the ocean. I love that.
Patriots Jets at Yankee Stadium.
Just bastardizing the whole thing.
That's not a cool take?
It is a cool take. I agree.
What are you talking about? What's wrong with that?
I can't wait to sit there next to some grandpa. I remember back in the day when the Boston Patriots used to play here. pardon me, sir. I'm just going to go in the back and kill myself.
I mean, they used to have prize fights at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, great.
They should do more of that stuff, I think.
Let's dress up like gentlemen, too. Wear suits to games. Let's all bring it back, huh?
Not a bad idea.
I love it.
You get to wear a hat.
Your thoughts, everybody. Your thoughts to you. Sean in the truck, lead us off.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good, Sean. Go.
How about if we add 2 playoff teams to each conference so there's a total of 8 and no one gets a bye week like in the NHL and in the NBA?
So that might be coming. I mean, that's next. Right? I mean,
well, look, in any tournament, 8 is sort of the ideal number, right? 8-4-2.
So the thing is, that would probably come with expansion, which is probably coming too. All right. So at some point in the distant future. So I wouldn't be surprised if that happens at some point.
Yeah, it might happen at some point.
So we're going to walk before we run, and this is the first thing. 17 games, 7 per side, 1 bye instead of 2, 3 games on wild card weekend on Saturday and Sunday. You're not watching, Murray?
How about the Lions playing on Thanksgiving in the Big House?
No, I'm going to watch, because what else do I have?
That sucks. Oh, I hate that. Stupid.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and who's this truly benefit outside the greedy owners? Fantasy players and gamblers? Good. I hope you lose every bet, and I hope you lose your shirt playing, too.
Dave in Plymouth. Hi, Dave.
Jeez. What side of the bed did you get up on this morning,
Murray? He slept on the floor.
Whoa. Hey, so if this were in place in 2008, I think the Pats would have made the playoffs, correct?
Yes, correct. That is right.
So it's not, I mean, I sort of agree with Murray. There is the danger of 8-8 and 7-9 teams getting in. But I actually like the Tennessee run this year, you know, and they had to turn it on at the end of the season to get in. And so I'm not totally against this. I think it's going to be interesting to see how the Patriots approach this, because obviously it's been about either the first or second bye, and now, you know, maybe those last two games against Buffalo and Miami or the Jets,
right,
they won't fall asleep, right?
Well, it's, you know, it does. It changes it at the end for the teams going for the first seed. The first thing that he said, though, about...
he said he liked the Titans run. Yeah, I did too, but based on this new proposed format, you still would have had Titans at 6, Patriots at 3. You still would have got that. What you would have... The extra game would have been the 7-seed Steelers at the number 2 Chiefs. Would be a waste of everyone's time. And in the NFC, it would have been the waste of time Rams at the Packers.
See, I don't
think
Rams could
have won that game.
I don't think that's a total waste.
Me neither.
I think some of those teams that just missed at the end are playing pretty good football. And I'll take a chance on that. I mean, so the
you
thing is...
You open-minded fools.
I'll take a shot on that.
The thing is about that Tennessee run, it doesn't happen anymore. It's been 7-8...
Rams, Packers from the parking lot of the Mall of America.
It's been 8 years since a team that played on Wild Card Weekend has made the Super Bowl. The 2012 Ravens won it. But since then, there hasn't even been a 3-seed that's made the game. It's been all 1s and 2s. And it used to be where routinely there'd be a 6-seed or a wild card team. Packers, Steelers, Giants a couple of times. Ravens would emerge from that wild card weekend, and so it was more wide open. But it's the way it's gone the last decade is that those teams, you know, the most you'll get is Tennessee winning a couple of road games, and then that's it, and then it stops short. And that's not good. It's been a little too predictable.
Yeah, I think this increases the likelihood that someone comes out of the woodwork. And so, again, because the number one seed now, the odds are almost stacked against the number one seed. I mean, they're home, but you take the field, right? You say, I'll bet on the field coming out over the one team at home.
Paul in New Hampshire, your thoughts.
Hey, what's going on? You talked about Brady. I think Brady should make up his mind. But I'll go back to what you were talking about. But I think Brady doesn't need to play these pitchers and tweetings and all that. If he wants to stay, stay. If he wants to leave, leave. Let us know. Not another Gronk. But this new league, I think they're trying to compete with the XFL.
Okay, I'm just going to cut you off. They're not trying to compete with the XFL. They're trying to increase inventory and make more money. Would you stop with this?
Yeah, it's a really more likely thing is they're trying to get as much money before the next recession hits. XFL, stop it.
They're trying to get to $25 billion in revenue is what they're trying to do.
It's all about more games, right? More money.
More inventory, higher rights fees. Period, story over.
Exactly.
Nothing to do with the XFL. The first thing that he said, you know, they should just tell us what's going on. Like, I don't know. Everywhere else it's happened. Chargers and Phillip Rivers, we're done. Drew Brees and the Saints, we're coming back. I guess Cam Newton hasn't really declared itself in Carolina, but there's a medical issue there. I mean, I don't know. In these other places, it's kind of clear-cut what's happening, except for here.
Correct.
What does that tell you? I mean, so who's dinking around with who?
I think it's Brady. I mean, the variable here is that Brady is... free, and as indicated, has not indicated his loyalty to the Patriots. So to me, that's what it is. Brady makes the call. I think that's what makes it different. In with the Chargers, the team said, that's it, we're done. Right? So he's out. We're not going to franchise him. He's gone. They turn the corner. But here, it's Brady's call. Nobody knows.
Starting with football, the new format, Brady Watch, Steve in Wrentham. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to say that I agree with you about our Golden Boy becoming a Raider. It's just so sexy, right?
It's hot.
Oh, yeah. I could see him pairing up with Gruden, like you said. But wasn't Gruden the coach of the Raiders when they done the Tuck Rule game?
Yep.
Yeah.
So that means nothing. Sorry.
That's not. It's just that Gruden's a star and Brady's a star bleeper. And Gruden has the ability in a one-on-one fashion
to win you over.
Say, Tom, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. It's a partnership. You know, I'm not going to come here and dump on your face every week like the old guy does. We're actually going to show the old man what you can do somewhere else. And this is how we're going to do it. And this is how, and this is who we're going to get for you. And this is how it's going to go. And he's going to have that twinkle in his eye. And he's going to have that delivery in his voice. And he's going to be a great salesman about it. And Brady, as he probably should, is going to buy it. And that's why the Raiders have a chance. John Gruden is the reason the Raiders have a chance. The money, the money's going to be the money pretty much everywhere except for here. Okay, the only place where he's going to have to crowbar some money and worry about the money is here. Everywhere else, it's going to be $30 million a year, give or take. And I think the Raiders are going to come in with the highest offer because I think they are the most pot committed. But the Titans will be right there, and whoever else is going to be right there. The only team that won't be right there is this one.
Correct.
So the money will be the money. It's going to be the sales pitch about everything else. So when the Brady camp keeps putting that out there, I kind of agree with that, except for here. Here, it will be about the money. Everywhere else, it'll be around that Breeze contract, give or take, right? So then it comes down to, does Brady believe in the people he's working with? Does he believe what he's being told? Is it truly going to be a partnership where he's involved and he believes in the whole thing? And I think that that's absolutely going to happen with Vrabel in Tennessee. And I think it has a chance to happen with Gruden in Vegas. Little less, I mean, keep it in mind, Joe Judge and Schaplinski and the former Patriots assistants with the Giants, maybe. Flores, is Brady a big Flores guy down in Miami? And there's some Patriots hold over there. Is there some sort of connection there? Stephen Ross, maybe. But I think Vrabel, Gruden are the two guys that I would look at to be like the Elway figure with Peyton Manning a couple of years ago.
I mean, it does feel like, again, I said this yesterday, as it pertains to Gruden, there is something about him that draws you to him, right? He does have a certain magnetism or...
charisma. He's a hype man.
Yeah,
but that's what he is. And Brady, at this point, I think, wants a hype man
but
like Gruden.
But Murray, I'll tell you what, he's a hype man without, I think, coming off as like Dave Dombrowski. You know what I mean? He comes, like, you sort of come walk away from Gruden going, this guy'd be fun. He'd be fun to play for. And I think that shows. Like, I look at Gruden, though, I'd play for Gruden. In a second, I would play for Gruden. Bill, if I had rings... Oh, God, please forget it. I'd rather, as Shawnee would say, I'd rather stick needles in my eyes.
Okay, this is how we're starting. Brady, watch the new NFL playoff format and 17-game schedule. How do you feel about it? Going to give you a quick little aside here after Murray's update, but this is where we're starting, so don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline. MA.org.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Maz.
That guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
Wilder, this is a big act for him. He's very nervous underneath. I can see his jumper going in and out with his heartbeat pounding out of his chest. Terrified.
You believe he's nervous right now?
He's nervous. He's nervous as hell. He don't know what to expect. He doesn't know what to expect. And he's getting knocked out.
Your job is to stand up, man. That's what you...
Knocked out.
When I knock you out, go do stand-up comedy, bro. You got a career in there. You got a career in there.
And when I knock you out, you're going to be doing nothing apart from begging me for a rematch.
Just do that. You got a British accent, and that's what they laugh. They're not laughing with you. They're laughing at you because of your accent. You goofy, you a big mama. You know what I'm saying? You're a big,
the thing
goofy,
is,
big
though,
mama.
You quite don't understand mama, what you're saying because mama, you speak English.
That's what
you
little.
So you speaking English
exactly.
Right now.
So you understand what I'm saying. And if you don't, you know the saying, what's understood don't have to be explained. Because come February 22nd, your body going to be laying right there.
Starting to get excited for this fight a little bit, Maz?
No question, yes. I mean, again, I there have been a lot of pay-per-view events that I say, no thanks. You don't sucker me on that one. This one, I'm in.
Wilder Fury, 2, Saturday night. I'm gradually getting over the bitterness of not being there. Although that does exist. We should be there. But I am way into these guys. I like these guys. I like both these guys. We're big fans of Deontay Wilder on the show, and I think Tyson Fury is another compelling guy. I think they're fun to listen to outside the ring. They're fun to watch in the ring. There's almost always a knockout. Tyson Fury, I think, 20 of 29 fights were knockouts. Wilder, of his 49 fights, I think it's maybe 50 fights, 49-0-1. Something like 45 are knockouts.
Yeah.
In these fights, someone always gets hit hard. Someone usually goes down. Someone usually gets knocked out. So it's not like these lower weight classes where I'm watching someone point someone to death. No, these guys hit each other, and they hit each other hard.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be Mayweather-Pacquiao again.
Right. So I'm looking forward to this one. You have a thought, Murray?
Yeah. So I really only knew Wilder through the show and his interviews and meeting him at the Super Bowl last year. And so, you know, I got on board. He's very entertaining. I didn't know enough about Tyson Fury. And just this week, ESPN did an E60 piece on him, which I implore anyone to, if you have any interest in this fight, go watch, because he is a great redemption story. I didn't know enough outside of him, you know, servicing himself 7 times a day to get prepared for this fight and that interview he did with the show last week. So he was funny, but I didn't know that after he beat Klitschko, which he wanted to do since he was growing up and training in England, and he becomes the heavyweight champion after beating him, and then he completely loses his mind. He battles with depression. He finds himself at the bottom of a bottle. He puts on like 100 pounds. He's out of shape, and he's a complete mess, and he's come back from that. It's almost like the Rocky story in a lot of ways.
So these guys are friends. They're friendly. Wilder and Fury always have been. And this thing yesterday got personal. Like, now they obviously playing it up for the promotion and playing it up in the press conference, but boy, it got personal for the thing that you just said. So after Fury beat Klitschko in 2015, he spiraled. Depression, he failed drug tests, both steroid tests and street drug tests. He was deemed medically unfit to fight, and so he had a couple years where he just went into the abyss. And then he started to come back in 2017, I want to say, or 18, and Wilder is the one that sort of gave him a big night. And that was Wilder Fury 1, which was a great fight where Wilder knocked him down in the 12th round, almost got to the 10 count, and it was a split draw. But that was sort of Wilder bringing Fury out of the abyss and helping him out professionally.
Yeah, just as an aside, too, the trainers, Fury's trainers, they didn't think he was ready for that fight. And Fury himself said, no, I'm ready for this fight, and it ends up being a draw. It was a hell of a fight.
So yesterday, as they go back and forth, Wilder goes there. Play that to Wilder cut, Jimmy.
He been not ever say he got me to big time boxing. Ever in this game, I'm a slap him. Because
welcome to big time boxing. I'm waiting for the slap.
Everybody to big time boxing is me.
Opening statement.
Don't ever forget. When I found you was strung out on coke. When I found you was like a big house, contemplating about killing yourself. So don't you ever forget who brought you to big time box. I drugged you back. I brought you back. I provided food and put food on your table for your family to eat. And I'm doing it for the second time. So don't you ever forget that. I brought you to big time box. And last time you were here, what did you do? Who came up and showed and saw you? How many? 15 the first time, 35 the second time. When I came, how many showed up? Damn near sold it out. This time around, I sold the pay-per-view too. And this time around, they here for me to see unfinished
Untrue.
Business.
Untrue. So, like, that's sort of personal there. Let me read your quote. Just so you know where Tyson Fury came from the bottoms. This is on his wiki page. He did an interview with Rolling Stone in October of 2016. This is a direct quote from Tyson Fury. I'm going through a lot of personal demons trying to shake them off. I've not been in a gym for months. I've been going through depression. I just don't want to live anymore, if you know what I'm saying. I've had total enough of it. Never mind cocaine. I just don't care. I don't want to live anymore. So cocaine is a little minor thing compared to not wanting to live anymore. I'm seeing help, but they can't do nothing for me. What I've got is incurable. I don't want to live. All the money in the world, fame and glory means nothing if you're not happy. I'm seeing psychiatrists. They say I've got a version of bipolar. I'm a manic depressive. I don't even want to wake up. I hope I die every day. And that's a bad thing to say when I've got three children and a lovely wife, isn't it? But I don't want to live anymore. If I could take me own life and I wasn't a Christian, I'd take it in a second. I just hope someone kills me before I kill myself. I'll have to spend eternity in hell. I've been out drinking Monday to Friday to Sunday and taking cocaine. I can't deal with it. And the only thing that helps me is when I get drunk out of my mind. End quote. How's that for a quote?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this guy was a mess.
So
I mean, and you know, we asked him the other day. He said he doesn't take medication.
Well, and this is why I asked him, do you drink? Because I've heard him say before, and then he said to me, when I asked him, do you drink anymore? Do you remember what he said?
Do you drink? Is drinking part of your pre-fight regimen? Do you lay off alcohol, or do you still have the occasional drink?
No, I've not had any drinks in 10 weeks. I lay off the alcohol while I'm in training camp. No drinks at all. I drink free zones until after the fight. Then I'm going to go down Las Vegas and get absolutely smashed.
Okay, so we laugh. You can't hear it. His phone's so bad. He says he hasn't had a drink in 10 weeks. He's not drinking during training. But in Vegas after the fight, I'm going to get absolutely smashed. I don't know if that's like the healthiest thing in the world.
Given his history, that's probably not the best idea.
So, I mean, the backstory of these guys is great. Yesterday was for show, but that was still a pretty personal thing to go to if you're Deontay Wilder. I wonder how Fury responds to it. I'm stunned. If you just want a quick 60-second analysis on the fight from the fight doctor here, like I know. But Wilder's a slight favorite, which surprises me.
Yeah, except I was looking at some of the odds that Billy was showing me before the show today. They're both minus 110.
So I thought it was minus 110, plus 110. But either way, okay. It's almost even money. I've seen slight Wilder favorite, which surprises me because I thought Fury clearly beat him in the first one. And if it weren't for the knockouts, it wouldn't even be close. I thought Fury clearly beat him. When I've watched Fury, he is for a mountain of a man. He's massive. He's like slippery and hard to hit. And
technical fighter than Wilder.
He can box.
Yeah, and you would never say that because he's sort of oafy and he's not really cut. And he looks sort of blubbery and
butterbeanish.
Oafy, but he is slippery and he knows how to fight and he knows how to get out of stuff and how to not get hit square. And Wilder's just a big puncher. And I think, unfortunately, like if I had to predict, it'll be Fury in a decision. After I tell you these guys always knock each other down, Fury's going to point him because he's just harder to hit, and Wilder's not really a point guy. He just sort of waits till you open up, and then he clobbers you. And so I like Fury in the fight. I'm rooting for Wilder. The one thing that gives me hope for Wilder is that Fury says he's going to knock him out. He's going to stand in the middle of the ring. He's going to get inside. He's going to knock him out. So if that's the case, I hope that's what we get. If Fury actually goes in there and boxes, then I'm not sure we're going to get a great night or a Wilder win. But either way, I think it's a great promotion. I think this is a great fight. I wish we were there. But either way, the only thing that aggravates me, two things. I'm not there. And two, I know I'm going to blow my, analogy. I'm going to lose my mind trying to order the thing.
Oh, right. Yeah, because it's pay-per-view.
ESPN Plus on the app. Got to order it.
No. It's on pay-per-view. It's simple pay-per-view.
Download it there. It is. I can just press simple a button pay-per-view on my remote.
Yes. Yeah.
I can just press a button on my remote. I don't have to go to my phone or the computer and dink around with that.
But I did think this the other night watching that E60 thing because it said pay-per-view and ESPN Plus. And you were the first person I thought of.
Grandpa's
going to be yelling.
Just let me watch the fight. I'll pay whatever you want. Just Can I call and like I used to call and order the fight, $99, there you go, done.
80.
Or do I have to get on my phone and download the app and dink around with all that stuff? Nope. In which case, I will lose my mind.
It's not even on DAZN.
Oh, my God. All right, so there's your Wilder Fury minute. You want to wait on that? You can. Back to your calls in our long commercial-free segment next.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy, make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
You know, Deontay Wilder spouting a lot of rubbish. He gave me an opportunity, did he? I give him his biggest paydays of his whole life, got him a big contract with Showtime, brought him to the biggest stage in the world, being Las Vegas, and here he is, this is how he thanks me. He's got a whole lot of appreciation for someone who's fed him, looked after him, and put millions in his account. Very nice person, D. You know, you owe me everything. I bring you to this level. Welcome to big time boxing.
There's more of that back and forth. We're looking forward to it. All right, your thoughts on the 17-game schedule, extra playoff teams, one playoff bye. Murray hates it. Maz and I like it. And Brady watch. Those things are on the table. Brian in the car. Go ahead, Brian.
How you doing, guys? Yeah, I think the NFL's end game here, and I read it somewhere, they want to get that Super Bowl to President's Day weekend, which is 2 weeks away from where they are now. So if you had the 17th game, I thought they were going to try to go for 18. But I wouldn't be surprised if you see them go to the players, say, hey, we understand the health of it, and we're concerned about the health, and offer a second bye week.
Okay,
and
so
then later on.
Yeah, Brian, let me just stop you. I used to believe that. I think I've been disabused of that notion.
Why?
President's Day. I think, and I've heard others talk about it. I've heard the Midday Show talk about it a bit. I think it's a bigger play if it's on Sunday than a Saturday or a holiday Sunday, right? So, President's Weekend. You know, we always say make the Super Bowl a national holiday, give us Monday off. Does that really help the league? Does that if everyone has Sunday night off, is the viewership going to be as big as if it's a school night? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I see what you mean, because people might go away. They go on vacation, like whatever else.
Right, you go out.
Yeah, it inspires people to do other things.
You go out. If you could easily do this by making the Super Bowl on a Saturday.
Right.
So, I mean, it's the same principle, right? But the viewership wouldn't be as high because a casual fan's going to go out to dinner with Aunt Millie.
Right, and the holiday effectively turns Sunday night into Saturday night.
And if you're on the holiday, maybe you're even away skiing or blah, 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 blah. It's not quite the same. And then furthermore, the Monday news cycle is lost. So
yeah, there's more urgency to it with the way that it is now.
I mean, it's going to be a huge event either way. I'm just saying, on the margins, if they're trying to get every eyeball and every bit of buzz, I don't know. I think I've been disabused of that notion.
Okay, and isn't Saturday night the worst TV night of the week?
Yeah.
Okay, and in a long weekend, Sunday becomes Saturday.
I mean, look, when they have the college football national championships on a Monday, it's on a school night. I think this is intentional. I think, you know, they could easily make it on a Saturday.
Well, because again, if you put it on a Saturday night, the ratings go down, the value goes down. We know the owners aren't doing that.
So look, the owners want extra inventory. That is absolutely, that is the driver behind all of this. They want extra inventory to put more games in front of the networks to get bigger rights deals. Period. Story over. I don't know if they need to get to President's Weekend anymore. They want extra weekends, but the Super Bowl on the Sunday of President's Weekend, I'm not so sure anymore. And I used to believe it that's what they wanted. Colin and Drake, go ahead, Colin.
Yeah, Jim Murray already sounds like he should be yelling at people to get off his front lawn. The reason why the NFL is successful is because they're never satisfied at having a great product. They're always trying to make it better. And I agree with Felger. Think about a pass game at Fenway, it'd be unreal. Who cares if it's not the way it's supposed to be? That's entertainment. At the end of the day, I just want to be entertained. When I was a kid, baseball was my favorite sport. I used to get the Red Sox games 2 hours early to watch the warm-ups, and I wouldn't even dream about leaving early. Nowadays, it physically pains me to sit in a seat and watch a full inning. So I applaud the NFL for always looking way to get better. I wish baseball would do the same.
So there you go. And to me, I'm the only person I've heard talk about these domestic neutral site games. I haven't heard anyone say this. It's just my idea. I don't know if it's plausible or not. Because, again, I love the 9 a.m. London window, but you can play at 9 a.m. anywhere. I just like that window. I like having a game on when I wake up. That's cool. Or if you're, you know, like, you ever been in California during the NFL season and you wake up and it's like 10 a.m. there's a game? Like,
yeah, it's great.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
So, like, I love that. So, I'm fine. I think those neutral site games here in the States, there's a lot of possibilities for that. And I don't know why, like, fans, Murray, Patriots fans, we have basically gone everywhere and stomped on every NFL market there is to stomp on. We need fresh, we're like locusts. We need fresh, you know, territory to conquer. Like, go to South Bend and take a dump on, you know, and some Bruins fans did that last year. But
means more to go to a real stadium where there's supposed to be a real home field advantage and you beat the team there rather than a neutral site.
Well,
neutral sites.
But they've already done that.
We've gone everywhere and dominated. You ever go to a Patriots game in San Diego? Remember those? Oh, my God. Freaking absolutely like hoarding Vikings took over that town. How many times have we done that? Or Miami. You ever take a flight out of South Florida the night of a Patriots game in Miami? Oh my God. The liquor cart is sold out before the plane takes off. So how many more places can we do that to? Find some new ground. I would love Patriots Bills in Toronto. So much better than Patriots Bills in Buffalo. You wouldn't like that?
I know.
That would be a fun trip?
Please. Orchard Park. Like, absolutely.
That's the draw for people, with seeing people light themselves on fire and jump through the tables and go and watch
those
things.
We've done it.
But you get that every year.
Yeah, and it's entertaining. So let's go to downtown boring-ass Toronto, and you need your passport.
So look, I don't know if it's on the table. It's just my idea. I hope they do it. I would love to see that.
But and that ultimately,
I mean, you had a great one. Thanksgiving Day, Detroit Lions in the Big House. Packers Lions in the Big House on Thanksgiving Day. Oh, that sucks. Like, that sounds great to me.
But the thing is, the game would be the 17th game, right? So in other words, you're still going to have the home and home with the opponents. So in theory.
Well, I mean, you figure it out.
Well, whatever.
Whatever.
But, yeah, I like the idea. I mean, again, if you're going to 17 games, you got to add a wrinkle in there, I think.
John in Arlington on the Brady Watch. Go ahead, John.
Hi, this is Mons Month about the watch. Coming up is March 18th, the free agent thing, and then the draft is coming up. And all the last few 4 or 5 years, we've been talking about the Patriots and Brady's playbook. We've had people come in here, Reggie Wayne, Joey Galloway. We're talking about Emmanuel Sanders coming in and having to deal with the Patriots playbook. Draft picks, N'Keal Harry, non-draft picks, Jacoby Myers having a hard time following Brady around the field.
Yes, sir. What's the point?
Complexity. The point is, compared to what the XFL coordinators in the booth said, they call plays that are 8 to 17 words. I've counted them, okay?
Okay, John, I just have to let you go. The Patriots offense is too complicated, and they're looking for new receivers. Let me just spin it into something we can work with, and that is, how about Stephon Diggs unfollowing the Minnesota Vikings and a possibility for him coming here?
Yes, I think it's in play. I do. I think Stephon Diggs is in play. I mean, I think there are a lot of guys in play, and I think the Patriots are going to be sniffing around about most, if not all of them.
Do we know
whether it's to appease Brady or not?
Do we know why Stephon Diggs is so pissed off?
Yeah, he's been pissed off for like a year and a half.
Why? Because his quarterback sucks? Is that why?
He didn't get the ball enough was what the beef was this past season.
So I'll tell you what, though, but after he bitched about it this year, when those trade rumors were at their hottest, right after that, he started getting the ball a lot.
I mean, he just got his contract. I mean, he's got... 1, 2, 3, he's got 4 years to go. I mean, he's a little under market, I guess. If the top receivers make around 15, he's around 11. This year he'll make 10-9 and then 11-4 the last 3 years. But the contract's newish. He just got his money.
I mean, I don't know.
Why is he so pissed off? I don't get it.
Did Thielen get a bigger deal than he did, maybe?
I don't know.
So, look, you know how stuff like that goes. One guy gets pissed off because another guy's making more money, wants to be renegotiated.
But how does that work here? Like, the guy's pissed off about his contract. Yeah, come to New England. Yeah, they'll take care of you. Like, really? Like, that's sort of like, that's not, the guys they want are usually someone who's willing to take a little bit of a discount to blah, blah, blah. Like, the guy's already pissed off with his contract. You're not getting the ball? I don't know.
No, maybe he'd like it a hell of a lot better if he's getting the ball from Brady.
So it's like, that doesn't feel to me like their kind of guy. Never mind, can he even pick it up? Can he even pick it up? Meaning pick up this offense with Brady.
Yeah, they got to dumb it down either way. Because they're going to have to integrate new people into this thing. I mean, Edelman gets it, fine. James White gets it. How many other guys can pick it up?
Okay, the Brady Watch continues. NFL 17-game schedule. The case to be made for Tennessee. There's things that I'm buying, and there's things that I don't want to hear about Tennessee. I'll tell you what that is after 90 seconds of an update from Murray, and then we're right back. No commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.